Hello and welcome. This file is called Workout Submissive Couch to 5K, and it's going to motivate you to start a 10-week, 3 workouts a week exercise program to be able to roughly run about 5 kilometers. If you're listening to this file, you should have listened to Workout Submissive before. You're going to dedicate this workout to me and to your dominant if you have one. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily lay back and relax. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax. Get ready to go into a deep and wonderful trance with me. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes. And listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance, so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go
And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy. Knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you, and you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once a massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head, completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air. So that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm, and then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful, and you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change your mind a little bit. If you're listening to this file, you should have already listened to Workout Submissive, and this file is going to challenge you to go from couch to 5K in 10 weeks. That's right. You want to work out at least 3 times every single week for the next 10 weeks. Now, you should have already listened to Workout Submissive and know how it works. You can submit this exercise to me and to your dominant if you have one and want to submit this workout to them and to me, you will just be twice as motivated. And you know that when I'm talking about submitting to me in this file, that you're also submitting this to your dominant. Now let's begin. And right now, right here, right this moment, I want you to make a decision. I want you to make the decision to dedicate this workout to me and to your dominant, if you have one. For the next 10 weeks, you're going to do this workout. It's going to be 30 workouts during the next 10 weeks with a maximum of 30 minutes each. And right now, I want you to make the choice that you want to dedicate this workout to me. Right now, I want you to submit the work in the workout to me. You want to show me that you can do it. You want to make me proud. And you want to make your dominant proud if you have one. So right now, decide that you want to do it with your full heart, with full motivation. Or stop listening to this file right now. And you are still here. That's wonderful. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you for confirming to your subconscious mind that this is what you want to do. Because having confirmed this to your subconscious mind will make it easy for me to program the desire to pull through with this workout into your mind. Your subconscious mind knows that it's what you want, and your subconscious mind also understands that this workout will have a wonderful positive effect on your health. And that's another good reason to accept all of my suggestions and make them happen. And now that we have established that I have the full cooperation of your subconscious mind, let's continue with the safety. Because the most important thing I want from you is that you will always keep yourself safe. That's right. You will never push yourself too far. You will never push yourself on if something hurts. You will always take care of yourself first. You understand that this rule is the most important rule for me, and you know that a good workout submissive will always adhere to this rule, and that's why you will always adhere to this rule. And now that you know that you will always keep yourself safe, let's begin. 3 workouts a week, 10 weeks, 30 little workouts you're dedicating to me and to your dominant. And you already dedicated them to me and to your dominant if you have one. It means your word is already given. And now it's up to you to make me proud and to make your dominant proud by getting your ass up 3 times a week. And because you gave your word, you will find that for the next 10 weeks, the desire to do it will be always there in your mind. You will want to do your workout. And if you try to ignore it, you will find that this pressure will grow inside of you, this need to do it, this pressure growing up in your body, becoming stronger and stronger. And maybe you will even feel something like guilt, because you know that you not only promised it to yourself and that you should do it because it's good for your body and it's healthy, but you also promised it to me and to your dominant if you have one. That's right. And because you promised it to me and to your dominant if you have one, you will feel this guilt creeping up. And because you promised it yourself, this guilt will become even stronger. And it will just grow and grow and grow and grow until sooner or later you're going to do it. You have pledged those 10 weeks, those 30 workouts, and this desire will keep growing inside of you until you do it. That's right. You have given a promise, and this desire will haunt you and will make you get up and go out there and do it. And you know that every day you are going to have to do 3 workouts. And yet, there are also 3 opportunities. 3 opportunities to make me proud. 3 opportunities to make your dominant proud. 3 opportunities to improve your own health. 3 opportunities to improve your own fitness. And you will find that every time you do it, you will feel it. You will feel the submissive joy. You will feel the submissive bliss. You will feel how easily your mind empties out, and you will just walk or run while feeling the submissive bliss filling your mind. Of course, you will always be aware of your surroundings and always keep yourself safe, especially if you're jogging close to traffic. And yet you will feel the submissive joy, you will feel the submissive pleasure driving you on. You will know that you are making me proud and that you are making your dominant proud if you have one. This bliss will just be with you and you will feel amazing. And yet, there's even something better, because you will find that as soon as you've done it and you're back home, that you will check the task, that you will check your workout. And when you check it, you will feel a massive wave of bliss. You will feel how proud you make me. You will feel how proud you make your dominant if you have one. And this bliss, this joy about making me proud and making your dominant proud, will send you into a deep submissive bliss together with the endorphins from working out. And it will make you feel really good, really happy, and really, really submissive. Because you know, it's just the reward for a task well done. You have done your workout. You have made me proud. You have made your dominant proud. And it's just wonderful. And you deserve to feel this wonderful. And of course, this wonderful, amazing bliss you are going to feel will motivate you to work out the next time. Will make it easier to get your ass up next time. And as you realize that you are getting better and better, that you are getting fitter, that you can run longer and faster and further, you will find that it motivates you, not only because you're getting fitter and you're getting better, but also because you know you're making me proud and you're making your dominant proud. Not just because you're getting fitter, but also because you're getting healthier. And that's a wonderful gift to give. And knowing how proud it makes me and your dominant if you have one will just keep you motivated, will just make you want to go on, to do more, to go faster, to push yourself a little bit further. Because you are a workout submissive and you want to go from couch to 5K. Because you know it's not just good for your body and your health, but it will also give you